Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want to get into Jaden Daniels here for a moment, though, and discuss what is kind of the unofficial first half now for him. This is game 8 of 17, so we're closing in on midterms. If you were to grade his season to this point, what grade would you give him? I want to pose that question for people. Because I said on the show this week a couple times, I'm giving him a B. And I've got a bunch of feedback, just Twitter, Instagram, whatever, from people hitting me up, disagreeing or giving me their thought on his grade. And I thought, oh, that's a good topic, actually. Last year, in this same course, easier assignments, but the same course, he got an A+. What letter grade would you give him this year on the midterm after week 8, knowing that he's missed 3 of the games with an injury and he's played 5 times? That's the question at 800-636-1067.
It's a C+ for me. And I've just had a week where I've had parent-teacher conferences with my son's teachers at their school. And not all students are created equal, right? Just in terms of your learning style, how quickly you pick things up, what you're capable of. So they do a lot of work to make sure that, you know, everybody's being appropriately challenged, that everybody's, you know, doing the minimum standard for the grade level, and they're doing a really good job of, like, looking out for the kids. My point is, you just turned in the greatest rookie season we have ever seen in the history of this sport. I expect a ton from you. You are my A+ student, dude. You're not a fifth-round Freddy that's lucky to make the team, where it's all adorable because you've made a tackle on special teams. I sort of consider this, I'm grading on a curve here, and you are at the top of the curve. This is a star. This is a difference-making, franchise-altering, superstar quarterback who has not played like it this year. There are reasons why. I understand there's disruptions. I understand there's been injury. I understand that you've been hurt. I understand that you haven't had the running mates that you've had in the past. The plan didn't go according to the plan at all with McLaurin out for the majority, losing Deebo Samuel, an offensive line kind of in flux at certain moments. No Austin Ekeler for an extended period of time. I understand all the excuses. So there are reasons why it's a C+, but the C+, that's what's home on the report card at this point. Touchdown to pick ratio has been really, really good. Nowhere near as prolific. Run game hasn't been there to a degree. I don't know whether they're keying on something with him in terms of the keepers, but the design runs have not been there for him. I don't know how much, again, it's his fault or not or otherwise. But to me, it's a C+ because I'm counting in games that I thought were whelming. I'm counting games that he didn't play at all. This is all part of it here. So the report card at the end for me is a C+, which is going to sound harsh, but I expect a lot from this kid that I love that's a superstar.
So C+ means average. You're okay with that?
Yep. I mean, slightly above average to me.
Okay. So in other words, C is average, C+
yep.
is slightly above.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad way to look at it. Looking at EPA per play as a catch-me-all metric that was super Daniels friendly last year, he ranks 19th among quarterbacks who have played at least like 150 plays so far, which means you've played the majority of your team's season. 19th is pretty average, if we're being honest. So C+ works. I'm going to go B- for Daniels so far this season. Like, number-wise, I don't know what kind of school you went to. We got chaffed because it's changed now in King George, best of my knowledge. But when I was in school, the B grade.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ended at 86. So, like, if you got a started at 86, rather. So, like, for us, 80 to 86, I think it was a B.
Okay.
An A. I'm wrong about that.
B plus was 87, 89?
B was 86 to 93. It's I'm out of practice.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So 93 is a B?
A B. So if you had a 93 on an exam, if you had a 93 in your grade, your like end of semester grade, you got a B in the course. Your GPA would represent a 3.0.
Oh.
So if you got a 91, 92, 93, anything like that, you got a B. Unacceptable, by the way. It's since changed. But I bring this up to say...
Have they gone back to the normal scale?
Yes, I think they have. Where every human should be, where it's
good.
Like...
Great.
Isn't it like 91 to 100?
Yeah.
81 to... It's very easy to remember also.
Yeah. You know, it's just the simple stuff. 80s are Bs, 90s are As.
So using the more traditional scale that most people probably had, I would rate his season like an 84 or something. And that's where I'm going B-minus. B-minus. Like closer, though, to regular B than C. But... I want to ask the people about this at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Going through the games, there was a half against the Chargers, that second half against L.A., where he was as good as he was last year.
Exactly right.
I think that's the only half where we've seen him be at the exact same level as last year. Now, his quarterback rating has been really good at times. 3 touchdowns, 1 pick, and a 119 rating against the Bears because he completed 73% that night. But he had that bad fumble at the end of the game, obviously. He threw an interception at the goal line. That was a bad throw when Deebo Samuel was open. I thought overall, and I said it afterwards, it was a really good performance, minus 2 or 3 plays. They were just weighted. They meant more. They were worth 7 to 10 really good plays each. The Cowboys game, he was not sharp at all before the injury. The Green Bay game, he was had his worst game as a professional. And then the Giants game, I thought he was solid, missed several throws, including what should have been a home run to Terry McLaurin for like 70 yards, that he didn't miss at all last year. But the numbers were pretty good, and he played a bad team, and they won by 15 going away. So, like, I would say he played solid against the Giants, bad against the Packers, everybody did. Excellent in the second half and good overall against the Chargers. Didn't love the Cowboys game, but it was fine. Bears game was really good, minus a couple plays. Add it all together, throw some numbers on it, I'm going to say B-minus for the season.
Totally fair. I mean, to me, this is like, you know, how are you doing your grading? Like, I think of the college seminar course, right, where you're allowed to not go to the class. You could skip every one of the lectures if you wanted, but you were responsible for the material, however you decide to do it. At the end of the semester, the standard is the standard.
That's such a great thing when you're a freshman in college, and you realize, by the way, you have some 400-level class where there's like 275 kids sitting in a gigantic auditorium. And I remember asking my buddy, I'm like, how do they even take attendance? It's like, they don't. I'm like, well, why am I here? Like, how do they know if I come? They don't.
They don't.
And you're like, oh, my God, I never have to come to this class. And then you do badly.
Yeah. And then the final exam, you are responsible for the material. This was covered on October 15th. This one was covered. The games counted when he didn't play. It's not his fault he didn't play. I would encourage him to not play. But that's part of my grade, too, is you didn't complete certain units. The grading happened. You know, the team lost to the Falcons. The team played at the end of the Dallas game without you as you were struggling in that one. So it's all part of the calculation to me. And, again, it's about the standard that he set. Like, this is the kid that's so good, that's so incredible, that you notice when he's not giving his best effort to practice. I'm not saying he's not giving his best effort, but you know what I mean? As a coach or as a teacher.
In our school analogy.
Yeah, the school analogy, where it's like, dude, you just didn't do the reading. If you do the reading, you get hundreds. But you clearly screwed around and didn't do the To Kill a Mockingbird reading, Danny, and now that's why you got a 12% on the quiz, and Mrs. Purnell's pissed at you. Like, that happened. You know what I mean? Like, it's obvious.
Sounded very specific.
No, it's just a general example.
C plus, says Danny. I'm going B minus. What is your grade for Jaden Daniels as a midterm after week 8? He won't be playing. So we're looking at this as kind of a midseason report on the QB.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.